We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Slightly more interesting than hypothetical Ben Simmons trades, it's the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. I'm your host, Don Denham, coming from you on location, and by location, just not my normal setup. I'm house-sitting for somebody. But with me, as always, my fellow Mavs fan for life, Ruben Tomas. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Not as good as I was last week. But
yes. Last week was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I got destroyed all my bachelor party, so that was
fun.
You were there,
so I even made an appearance. It was great. It was great hanging out with the bros. It was a good time. Shout out to, is it Celestial Brewery?
Yes,
they had an excellent hazy IPA. Can't recommend it enough. It's just such a weird concept of, like, all right, it's a tropical kind of brewery, but also aliens. I'm like, you know,
I was like, it's what their theme is. And I was like, that's cool. Like,
tropical space. I'm down with it. Two things that I like. Anyways, man, so there is no NBA news. I mean, like, there's Russell Westbrook wore a dress. Okay.
Good for him. That's cool.
Yeah. It's also just like, this feels, it even feels just kind of dated, even talking about it. It's like, oh, okay. All right. Well, there.
I will say, shout out to the Dallas Wings for clinching a playoff spot.
Yes.
That's awesome. So good for them.
Yes. So that is the one Dallas basketball thing that was actually pretty great.
Yeah. Like, that was awesome. I was like, I actually watched the end of that game and I was like, fuck, this is amazing.
So, absolutely.
Even though I think they got in with, like, they're like, I want to say like five games under 500, but I mean, hey, getting in is getting in. You know, it's like the East. So,
hey, man, if a playoff tournament can happen in the NBA, why can't we just, you know, let's have some fun? Maybe they can get on a streak.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm cool with it. I'm excited, happy for them. So, you know, I might actually try. I don't know. I don't think that game will be here, though, because I think it's I honestly don't know anything about the WNBA playoffs unless it's like the championship, because I watch it every year because I think that's a fun game, like, in general, usually.
Sure.
Or a fun series. I don't know if they're a series or if it's a one game playoffs. I gotta look it up, dude. I don't feel like, and I feel bad because I probably should know this, but I don't. So,
we have never claimed to be experts in anything. So,
nothing.
That being said, we are going to answer a bunch of questions as if we are experts.
Exactly. It's exactly what we do. It's our bit every week.
100%. Do we have an ad read?
We do. Holy shit. Where is it? Oh my God.
Is it Spotify Green Room?
It is. Not actually.
Oh,
let me double check. I'm leaving this on
without even reading one.
Yeah, that's it. It is Spotify Green Room. Let's go.
Hey guys, Spotify Green Room. It's an online audio platform perfect for discussing things live. I was actually just on Green Room listening to the Ringer Fantasy Football Green Room. So I know they're probably a competitor, and our sports drink would probably not love that I'm talking about their Green Room, but hey, it's a cool spot to discuss things in time, react, as well as discuss with various experts. Mark Stein gets on there occasionally, which is a whole lot of fun. Shout out to Kirk Serious Face. He often does one with Mavs Moneyball, and it's actually a whole lot of fun. I've been on there a couple of times, and it's been some good conversation. Normally, it's me defending Rick Carlisle, so. Now I have nothing to talk about. But anyways, download the Spotify Green Room app Today, it is available on both Apple and Android. Let's get into questions.
All right, awesome. Sad to want to start.
Okay.
Well, sad to me. Haas underscore 325 asks, with he gone, he streams gone, do you know of any alternatives? I'm dreading having to get League Pass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. Okay. I wonder with League Pass, how strict are they when it comes to like sharing passwords with that? Because like I know YouTube TV has it down to where you can't even be in a slightly different location.
No, like, shit, bro. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Because a friend of mine like had like their folks live in like Belton, which is like it's like about an hour away from Austin, and like it's like North Austin, so it's really not that far away. And they're like, yeah, you can't, like, you're not in the right zip code. It's like, damn. Like, I mean, it makes sense, but I mean, it's also, you know.
So the thing I liked most about Hihi Streams was that they had an app for Roku, which was, like, amazing, because I think a lot of people have Roku nowadays.
Yes.
And that's how I would watch everything, you know, like, if I, because I have cable, so I did watch the Mavs whenever I could. But, like, if I wanted to watch, like, I don't know, like, the Nets or someone else, and just, like, or, like, I know how, like, I think Squish, like, you would watch the Cavs to see how Andre Drummond was doing, just to see, like, you know, because remember that pipe game from last year. But
it was great for research, and now it's basically So yeah, R.I.P. I don't know what happened or
illegal stuff.
I mean, like, it is an illegal stream, I suppose.
Yeah, so.
We never used it.
No, never, never used it. You can't fucking say we used it anyway. So I will say. Alternatives to that, I would DM me if I were you. Like, I would, you know, or like honestly, like what I've done, like for because I know this past year, like with the Mavs, I think it's only like Spectrum which I have, and like I think DirecTV that have it. You know, who have the Bally Sports, which I think is fucking stupid. But I will say that you're like last year for game days, like I would literally just like throw up an alley-oop, you know, and be like, hey, like. Who has a stream? Let me know. I will disperse it in the DMs. You know, like because because like companies are getting smarter about like how they do streaming stuff. You know, like if they see that you're doing it like out on Twitter, like they're gonna ban that shit ASAP. You know, like they're gonna go after those sites. So again, through DMs is my policy. Like if you find a good stream, if anyone listening finds a good stream. To share with other people, like let me know so I can disperse it to people who ask me.
Some tact. Not everything needs to be public, guys. Don't ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, please. But yeah, I don't know any on the top of my head that would be like perfect as far as Hihi Streams was, but I do know alternatives that like you can watch on your phone or you can watch on the computer. I don't know about TV though. So but if you do get League Pass, I don't know, they might have changed the rules, but back like 2 or 3 years ago, you could have gotten the Indian version. Which was like $20, and you said to use a VPN, but I don't know if they've changed that. They might have, because NBA fucking hates us. So
God, it's expensive. It's like $600, something like that.
Yeah, it's like $300, I think, for like the entire thing. You can't even watch like your local team because it's region blocked, which is dumb. Yep. So anyway, let's see. Next question comes from Dalton Richardson, the Texas Waffle.
My dude.
He asks, I wasn't going to ask a question this week, but you guys must have seen this tweet. Who wins in a fight between these two? It's Captain America and the Green Power Ranger.
I'm going to go Green Power Ranger, mainly because he can summon a gigantic robot dinosaur. It's kind of an unfair fight in that respect. If it's just, you know... Sword flute versus the shield, I would imagine Captain America.
But if the Green Ranger has everything at his disposal, he's probably kicking Captain America's ass. Because Captain America is great, but he's not a fucking giant robot, you know?
That's true. Have a giant
robot, so.
Yeah, he's a pretty super athlete. He's a super soldier, but I don't think he is. I don't think he can destroy Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, and I was also thinking, I think the Green Ranger had, like, extra powers, too, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I think that's why, like, he was such a big fucking deal, like, in the original, like, Power Rangers.
Well, so, my favorite thing about the Green Ranger was it's basically Dragon Ball Z, but quicker. because it's just like the Green Ranger saga was a whole week, because you know you'd watch it every single day. It was 5 days, and the Friday was the finale, so it would be four episodes of the Power Rangers just getting their ass kicked, and then finally they face the Green Ranger. You know, they finally actually have a fair fight. Same with Dragon Ball Z, where it's just like Goku's just charging a spirit bomb for 8 weeks.
For 8 weeks, yep. And then it would start over.
And then miss.
Because they wouldn't have all the episodes ready. But fuck, man, I did not miss watching Dragon Ball Z back in the day. Let's see.
No, shout out to DBZ Abridged, though.
That's just so funny, dude. I'm so mad.
It rekindled my love for that series.
I'm sad they're not finishing it, but like I get it.
Well, they're basically done. They did the whole Cell saga, and you know what? Past Cell saga, Dragon Ball Z doesn't exist to me. Much like Pokemon. Like, listen, past Mew, I don't care.
Don't care. That's fair. next question comes from Jose. Which movie are your guys' guilty pleasures? Meaning, they're bad to audiences, but you loved it.
Okay, I've got a couple. I guess like it's pretty critically accepted, but like something that I will never not watch. Like if it's on TV, and I'll just end up watching the whole thing. I love The Devil Wears Prada. Like, sorry, it's Anne Hathaway and Meryl Streep just batting 1,000, just every single, and Tucci's in there just killing it. But as far as movies that are considered bad that I love. I think Death to Smoochie is one of my absolute, like that's a top 10 movie for me. It's so goddamn outrageous, and it's like the premise is so silly, but they really like keep it on one level of absurdity the whole time. It's directed by Danny DeVito. He's in that movie. Robin Williams is doing amazing. He's just crazy Robin Williams in that flip, and just sinks his teeth into a crazed former child performer. And then you have Edward Norton, who is, I just think, the epitome of like just a good human being just condensed into a single character. And I even still think of that movie, like one of the things he says is like, you can't change the world, but you can make a dent. Like I might have that tattooed on me at one point. I love that line. That'll be a funny tattoo explanation. Oh, that's beautiful. Where's that from? Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie. What the fuck? I think at this point that movie is almost like a cult classic. Where it's like, you know, where it's like, I don't know how many people like nowadays know about it, but I remember it was like on. I feel like it was on Comedy Central a lot.
Maybe, yeah.
Like we were like in our teens. I don't know.
That was definitely like something they would just be like, all right, we need to fill a 2-hour gap. Saturday early afternoon when no one's really watching. Let's throw Death to Smoochie on there because Jon Stewart's on there for a minute.
That's right. I forgot he's in that fucking movie. Holy shit. Yep.
There's a lot of great actors in that movie.
Man, I forgot all about that. Holy hell. Mm-hmm. Let's see. My movie that's like, I'm trying to think of ones that are like critically and commercially panned because I feel like there's a lot of movies like when it comes to like Independence Day, which was like not a good, like, they didn't give good reviews, you know, but like people still love it. You know, I think that's such like answers like that are kind of a cop out. Totally. I'm just trying to think of a movie that just like fucking sucks. You know what? The latest Jurassic World movie. Like
you liked Jurassic World?
Like the second one, the one that just came out, the one that was just like the one where it's like the kid. Like she's like a mutant. She's like a genetically made kid too, and so she frees all the dinosaurs. Like it's the stupidest fucking plot point. Or like how like the dinosaurs, like because like in the dinosaurs, like there's like a market for them, right? There's like an auction for them, right?
Oh, and like right. There's like some sort of weird like kind of swinger hotel something
yes.
or whatever.
Yes, and it's like you know, and they're doing like auctions for these dinosaurs. And so the dinosaur goes for like $2 million. I'm thinking, bro, it's a fucking dinosaur. Like, that's at least 10 mil right there. Like,
yeah, it should be worth more than like a lot of houses are. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like I think the big bad, like the Indominus Rex or the fuck it was, like went for like 10 million. I was like, bro, that was like easily 100 million. Like, you know, like that thing's a fucking killing machine. Like,
Yeah, these aren't Costco dinosaurs. You know, this is like one of a kind. Like,
Yeah, so.
I feel like some of that would be, some of that would be, like, sorry, completely lost my train of thought. Like, yeah, I feel like some certain trading cards are going more for for some of that than actual dinosaurs.
Yeah, like
kind of like in the movie Blank Check, where he you know, he seemingly has endless money, but he really just, you know, cashes a check for $1 million. And like,
yeah,
we all kind of like $1 million doesn't really go that far. Like, it goes far, but it's like,
goes far, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, like even in 90s money, it's like $1 million isn't really that
much. It's not generational wealth. That's what it is. Like, it's correct, not, you know, like right, it's good for, like, it's good for a lifetime, you know, like, but like if you're trying to like secure like shit for like your family in the future, you know.
Yeah, like a Velociraptor for $1 million like almost seems like a bargain.
Yeah. So yeah, that movie, I know a lot of people saw that movie because it made a lot of money, but a lot of people fucking hated it. Well, which I totally understand, but like, I love just
casually buy a dinosaur.
Yeah, like I love that series. Like the like all five of those movies, like I love every single one of them for different reasons. I just remember this one was like the most hated out of all of them, but like I'll still watch, like if it comes on TV, like I'm gonna watch it. Like, you know, like
you're a sucker for big lizards.
Yeah, fucker for big lizards. Yes, thank you for that. I'm not screen recording that fucking part and make sure everybody can hear just that part. Anyway, let's see. Great question though, man. I had to think about that for a little bit. Next question comes from John. I love his because now he's doing like hypotheticals, like we're actually good at basketball. And like me and you are good at basketball, but it's you're back on the court again with the Mavs about to lob the ball for an easy alley-oop. You have two runners. You have Willie and Moses Brown. Who are you picking to finish it? Fun fact, the term alley-oop is derived from the French term alley-oop, the cry of a circus acrobat about to leap. It's from France. Which I was like, fuck, that's crazy. If that's actually true.
That's neat. Yeah, Trey Bone, I guess.
Yeah,
which I think means very good. I'd guess Willie, because I think he's got a higher vertical than Brown.
Really?
I think so, because I think Moses isn't as vertical as you think he is. Like, he's one of those guys that, like, he's tall, he's light, but like I don't see him dunking a whole lot, or maybe that's just not what I got from like the highlight reel I was watching of his. He seemed like he was doing a lot of good hustle, offensive rebounds and quick layup kind of things, as opposed to Willie really goes up there and gets it.
I think Squish is fucking mad if he's listening to this. He's like, what the fuck? Why'd you?
I mean, maybe. I mean, like, and I could prove me wrong, Moses. I would love to have a, you know, 5 years younger, you know, Willie, basically. Yeah. I mean,
man, that's, you know, not, I don't know, dude. I feel like Moses has the higher ceiling out of those two, like for obvious reasons. But I'd go Moses. You know, I don't think you can go wrong either way. Like, I think both those guys can finish that. Especially if it's like out in the open. But yeah, I feel like I'd pick Moses out of those two. Just to appease Squish, he's not mad at me in the group chat later. So. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next question. Oh, we have football questions, man. It's football season.
Let's do it.
Samuel's asking, how do you think the Cowboys will do by the end of the season? Personally, I think they'll be 9-8, which I forgot that this year they're having 17 games.
Yeah, they added an extra game.
And I was like, wait, 9-8. I was like, what the fuck? You know, because I was gonna respond and be like, wait, don't you mean 8-8? But no, this is the first year we're doing the 9-8 bullshit, which I don't know. We can still go 8-8 if we get tie, but
that's a valid point.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. Dak looks fucking amazing. I saw that game on Thursday, watching that game, had a beer or two.
Yeah.
Me and Red were watching that movie, or watching that that game. But the only thing, though, like, I feel like our O-line is very suspect. I know, like, Lael Collins just got fucking suspended for, like, 6 games.
Right, and our best offensive lineman is got COVID.
Yeah, so it's like, fuck, bro. Like, I don't know, dude. Like, I think we go as far as the O-line takes us, honestly.
it really relies on the ankle of Dak Prescott, and that's really what it comes down to. Micah Parsons looks fine. I mean, I will say that the offensive line did not look terrible considering, like, their real first competition is against, you know, Vita Vea, and that just absolute murderer's row of that front seven.
That guy was, like, that guy's fucking terrifying. I was like, what the fuck?
He looks like a fat dude you just like see at a burrito shop, you know, like a surf spot. You know what I mean? Like, he just looks like the guy that just like,
yeah.
He looks more like a dude that should be just like playing the ukulele in the background. Like, this dude is fucking E Honda and just destroys people.
Great fucking reference. Yeah, I think if I were to put like a guess on like how many wins we get this year, I think because this NFC East and more like NFC Least.
Yes.
It's fucking terrible. I feel like we could probably like get like eke like 10 or 11 wins and like make like, you know, win our division.
So yeah, that's really it. It's just like, if our offense keeps up this tick, but I mean, like, you know, losing Gallup's not great, but looks like Cedric Wilson was actually not half bad. So I don't know.
It's like losing Gallup, but then we have like Amari Cooper and fucking CeeDee Lamb, and it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like, you know, it's not as bad of a hit as it could have been, but I mean.
Yeah, I would like to see what this offense looks like when we actually have our offensive line back and running, and like we could actually run the ball a bit more. So he's right. I mean, God, if Dak's going to throw it 60 times a game, like that's just going to be that's not sustainable over the course of 17 games.
No, there's no way. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's my answer. Do you have an answer for how many wins the one?
Wins? I mean, like, yeah, I think 9-8. And I think 9-8 wins the conference. Our division.
I got so fucking bad. I hate this fucking conference. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy because, like, we should dominate theoretically, but, you know, yeah. Let's see. Like, literally, we just beat our division. Like, that's literally what it is. Next question comes from Jennifer. How has dad life been treating you, and how excited are you to share the Mavericks with your child? It's been going pretty good. I tell everybody, because everybody asks me like every couple weeks, like, how's he doing? He sleeps throughout the night. He sleeps up to like 5-6 hours at a time during the middle of the night, which is like, fuck yes, because I usually get like 6-7 hours of sleep anyway on a work day. Doing great. He's starting to social smile now, so he smiles back when you smile at him, which is really nice. It seems like he's developing well. See, my degree was like in child development and like kind of stuff, so I kind of look out for all that, and he's developing really well. And he literally, like, he'll just chill. Like, if he's awake, like, he'll just lay in his play pack and play, and just like hang out for, you know, however long we want him there too. And normally he's happy now. Like, a couple weeks ago, like, he'd be crying, but now he's fine. So, and I'm very excited to share the Mavericks with him. I'm hoping Luka is a lifetime Maverick, so he can grow up. You know, my kid can grow up like watching Luka, and I plan on having a Red Mavs baby be the fourth co-host of this podcast in about 2 years. So we'll have a Red Mavs baby segment.
It'll be good once my jersey goes into retirement to have, you know, baby Red Mavs.
Yeah, just take over, take the reins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for asking, Jennifer. Here's a good one. Dak Prescott Stan, love it, asks, would you trade Luka for LeBron if it guaranteed a ring for the Mavs in 2022, then LeBron signs elsewhere? Keep in mind, Luka would be on the Lakers with his current contract.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything with any of that. I'm just saying.
I feel like it's like the monkey paw.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, I don't want to. Yeah.
That's how much of a homer I am at this point. It's just like, is LeBron the better player? Is like, but also like in the West, he's older. Like, he's got Anthony Davis, and he didn't get a championship. I mean, like, granted, he was hurt, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't think putting LeBron in this roster necessarily guarantees a chip. You know, like, I know that's not to slander LeBron. He's amazing. I'm just saying, like, you know, LeBron's always needed, and like, one if not two superstars with them in order to deliver titles, and like, we don't have that. Like, I don't think a Porzingis LeBron Mavericks team is what brings us to the promised land. I mean, like,
I can see LeBron already like tampering to try to get his ass traded like immediately. Like,
yeah, he's just not even using DMs anymore. He's just mentioning players out on his
loud. Oh man. Yeah, I don't do it. I just, again, monkey paw thing, I just feel like, yeah, I feel like if like we were guaranteed one, I feel like Luke would win like fucking like seven out there, you know, and I'm just like, I'd rather not tempt that fate, because it would just look, that would be a John Boy's fucking video.
Yeah.
You know, like just in waiting, like 15 years from now, like, oh shit, like these guys really fucked up. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. There's something about Luca Laker that just, there's something about those two words together that really just make my stomach churn. And I'm pretty sure it's not the coffee.
Fucking ate it. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Next question. Good question. That's a good
mind. Let me put it this way. I'd rather see Luca as a Nick than I would like to see him. That's how, but that's like, I would rather see Luca as an Atlanta Hawk than I would a Laker. I know. It's gross.
So the next question comes from Alexander.
Huh.
Can you fast forward the time? First, next Mavs game seems so far away. Actually,
we tried.
Yeah, we tried. That's why Squish isn't here. You know, he's stuck somewhere.
He's stuck in the time void.
We have to, after we're done recording, I have to go try to fish him out.
We're just fantasizing. Wow, he's already watching the offseason. We look like we actually like, find him. He's just getting chased by a dinosaur.
Fuck. We really fucked up here. No, I will say that for me, being a first time dad, it's actually kind of nice to have the time that there's not any NBA on. So I can actually like get used to it, because I'm sure like once NBA starts, like I'm going to try to watch all the games, if not most of the games. And I got to make sure my son's sleeping schedule, you know, is up to task, because of that. I'd really appreciate that out of him. So right now, it's just nice for me to be able to not worry about anything NBA, really. Except for this podcast every week. So almost every week, because we'll be taking some time off. But, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So but yeah, otherwise, yeah, Squish is he's stuck somewhere. I know. He might be in like the 1800s right now. I have no idea. Let's see. Next question comes from Smiley Cuss. They ask, who has the worst home court design in the NBA, and why is it the Nets?
Yeah, Nets is pretty weird. I hated their weird gray, like when they did everything gray, like even the court was a little
gray. Oh, like the hard court, or the fuck it is, yeah. Like the outside court.
Well, and I remember watching it because there was like a Derrick Rose highlight when he was with the Pistons. And it just looked like that weird black and white filter, you know, where everything, like the whole background's black and white, except for like the subject, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so he was just like in this bright blue and red amongst the sea of gray. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like bad, like I will say what's funny is that like right now people are saying like, oh wow, like Lillard from the logo. And like, I will say across the board, everyone's center logos are much bigger. I've noticed that. Like it used to be like the logo was just the jump circle. Now it's like the half of the court. So there's that element to it.
I'm trying to think, because I'm like, I literally looked up NBA courts, and the only things that are coming up are like the alternate courts.
I'd be like, Timberwolves, I don't care for any of their color schemes. Like, I don't like, I think their introduction of neon green made no sense.
Trying to think. Oh, fucking the Cleveland, like the rock and roll Hall of Fame one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate it. It's like, it's gray with like, yeah, no. No.
Yeah,
I just think like gray is just like, it's a bad color to use for like a court. Like a, you know.
I think gray shit really only works well when it's gray with black. Like when I think of like the Raiders, I'm like, that's a black and gray. Well, I guess it's black and silver technically, but like, you know what I'm saying? And
I was thinking of like, I think like the Oklahoma colors, like just in general, just don't work. Like the fucking, I don't know, that much like orange with blue. Like it's just, I don't know. I don't really fuck with it like that.
I thought that was interesting that when the Oklahoma Thunder and the Heat were in the finals, it was the first time in NBA history where neither of the mascots of the NBA finals had an S at the end of it.
Ah, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weird little fun fact.
Yeah. So the next question comes from a punnable. Is Isaiah Thomas time upon us?
I don't know. It doesn't probably sound not. Like it.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it. Like, I feel like we just got that little, like, that little news, and that was it, you know? So.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, which one of those names depressed me more when it was, like, it was Monte Ellis, Isaiah Thomas. There was one other guy.
Monte Ellis, Isaiah Thomas. Who the fuck else? Oh, Lance Stevenson.
Lance Stevenson. Yeah, I'm just like, man, that's a murderer's row of, you know, a decade ago. Like, that's, yeah. I would much rather give, you know, I'd much rather give Tyrell Terry those minutes, is how I looked at that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think if there were more traction on the Isaiah Thomas stuff, we would have already heard about it, and there's nothing, so, yeah. Sorry, Punnable. Next question comes from the number one Justin Herbert fan in the solar system.
Slinging.
Yes, fucking Grant. He asked, how does it feel knowing the Cowboys will start their season 0-2? Fucking
bitch. I mean, like, I'm kind of immune to it at this point. At least we have another game to catch up on and still win the division. It's weird, man. Like, of all the teams that I am a fan of, which is basically all Dallas across the board. I guess maybe I'm an Austin FC fan, but I'm really not a big MLS guy. Anyways, but like, of all the teams, the Cowboys are the only ones where I'm like, we're the baddies. You know, we are the villains just by the nature of the Cowboys. You know what I mean? Like, the Cowboys are the New York Yankees or the LA Lakers of the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, it's a long history of success. No matter how distant it may or may not be. I mean, like, Cowboys is definitely like the most delusional of like the, like, we just haven't been even in a deep playoff run in forever. But it's still every single year they go like, who's making the most money? Cowboys. Like, it's just like, who's making, you know, who's got the bigger fan base? Cowboys. Like, who has the most hated fan base? Cowboys. It's just all across there. So I will say, I love Justin Herbert though. He's fun to watch.
He went pretty high in one of my fantasy drafts. I was like, oh shit.
He's sounds like their offensive line improved. I know we're not a big football podcast, but did some in-depth research on offensive lines this offseason.
Yeah.
I was super, like, that's like one part of football that I don't know super well, but I'm interested in it. It's like line play. Like, that's something that I've been wanting to get more and more into. So if anybody has any suggestions on some people that are good to follow or good videos to, you know, check out on line play, hit me up at Don_Denham.
Let's see. Next question comes from Chad. Mm-hmm. He asks, how would the team look if they could trade KP for Simmons and have him play at the five?
It's weird because I think that would be the opposite of, I mean, yeah. Could we think of two polar opposite players than Porzingis versus, like, Porzingis is best on the perimeter and physically gifted in other, like, I mean, you know, he's very tall and lanky, but he's not that defensive guy as opposed to Simmons, who is like an elite defensive player, but is absolutely incapable of shooting a mid-range to long-range shot. Also a terrible free throw. I don't know. Simmons is something where I'm like, I think like the entire league is basically like off of him. Like, it's interesting. Yeah. Like, cause I don't think anyone thinks he's as good as Philadelphia thinks he's good. And it's just like, then you're just kind of, I think the whole league benefits from basically Embiid not being unlocked. You know what I mean? Like, he's basically tethered to Ben Simmons because they have so much money invested in Simmons.
Yep. I don't know. I think it's interesting to think of, like, you know.
It'd be more, but to answer that question, I think that, like, Ben Simmons would make this a more of a transition team, but, like, he would be best as a point center, so that takes the ball away from Luka. So now you're basically reverting Luka as more of a catch-and-shoot guy, which is more, like, in those certain scenarios. Or you're turning Ben Simmons into basically Dwight Powell 2.0. You know, like, is he going to be your pick and roll guy? You know what I mean? I don't know how that team looks. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Even though I think the money would work out, I think somehow, I don't know. But I don't know, man. I'm not
off on Porzingis enough to be like, yeah, let's just see what we got with Ben Simmons. I think that's
where it goes down to. It's like I wouldn't do it just because I'm not that. I still think like he has one more year to kind of, you know, really prove himself here. You know, because Luka Sicily makes everybody better anyway, you know, so.
And also, like, I still think that, like, KP has a chance to have a positive regression, you know, where he was, I think it's the term, positive regression, where he didn't have that great of a year last year. And then, like, if he gets back to normal, I think he's a better fit here.
Yeah. So that's good. Let's see. Next question comes from Junior. Who would win in an arm wrestling match out of all of you? So me, you, and Squish.
It's probably Squish. He used to play football.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, he's actually like, yeah.
he's actually pretty good. Like, I'm okay, but like, I also realize that a lot of my physique is strictly aesthetic than it is functional strength.
Yeah, especially playing football. So I think, yeah, he'd probably be the one. The three of us. So, yeah, no.
Many taught us for decades afterwards.
Let's see. Katie, next question comes from Katie. She has two. What secret Mavs related conspiracy would you like to start? Oh, man. It's funny. Actually, I have a story that's not kind of a tangent, actually, very much a tangent. But my friend, this is like whenever Jay Crowder played on the Cavs. He hated, because my friend's a Cavs fan, and like didn't like Jay Crowder just because, like, I think just the way like he carried himself there, I guess, like just didn't like him, and was trying to start this rumor on Twitter that like Jay Crowder, like, I don't know, like, forgot what it was, like something like, you know, like was seen like in Cleveland like smoking weed or some shit like that. And it's like, why would you do that? Like, why would you try to besmirch this dude's name? Like, you don't have to like him, but actually going out of your way to, you know, to like try to get him in trouble with the fucking league. And he actually apparently like caught some traction on Twitter. Like, he had like 100 retweets and like
Yeah, I think there's a difference between conspiracy theories as opposed to just blatant slander. You know, where if I were to just be like, I don't know, like, I've got naked pictures of Mark Cuban or something like that, that's just blatantly false. It's not a conspiracy, you know what I mean? Like, if I were to just say, I don't know, just some other, just, you know, thing that will get, I don't, yeah. it's also funny because like that does, but like, me having naked pictures of Mark Cuban says more about me than it does Mark Cuban.
I'm thinking a conspiracy that I would like to start. I'm trying to think. I love the ones from Squish's videos where it's like talking about like Porzingis, how he's actually made out of like.
Is he actually made out of wood? Yeah.
Actually made out of wood.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a good. I'm just trying to think of one. Like,
you know, I've been really trying my best these past 2 years to like fight misinformation and try to find good information. So maybe that's where I'm just like, this is just so. This is hard for me to, and I also don't want to be the root cause of something that's just untrue. I guess that's the thing.
I'm just gonna go with KP being actual wood.
Okay,
which why he moved like he did last year.
That's fair. Yes, like hopefully he's found a way of diminishing the amount of cellulose that is in his body.
The next question from her is, if you're arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. Assume that I had done noise ordinance.
So mine's absolutely like Lord Ring while being drunk. It's like... like literally just like wandering, like almost like a Deshaun Stevenson type of issue. yeah, nothing crazy. I don't think I wouldn't have anything crazy. I think I'm trying to think of what Squish's would be. If we find out one day, like, oh fuck, you got arrested, what would it be?
Yeah, let's see. What would be with Squish? It's probably him like accidentally like hacking into something. Like not meaning to, but then he just like finds a way of seeing like confidential documents. Oh, I was not allowed this.
Oh shit. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His computer being raided, even though it was he found confidential documents just out of curiosity, but not actually trying to find them.
Wacky hijinks.
Yes. His crime was hijinks.
Basically. Okay. Last question for the day is from Juan. He asked, why is Squish 41 such a nerd?
Man, that's a pretty layered question. I think it's because he's always been a nerd in a jock's body, and now that it's a bit more acceptable for jocks to be nerds, he's really embraced it and he's become his true self. Because let's face, like, this dude was, I will say, Squish has an impressive high school recruiting tape or scouting like highlight reel. I'm not joking.
We're not joking about this dude. Like,
dude was a middle linebacker and he mauled some people. he was a pretty fast dude. Like, and he's a pretty thick guy too. So like he definitely linebacker material. And I think one of the best things that happened to him during college was just finding people that were fellow weirdos that embraced how much he liked weird stuff and creative stuff, and really embraced his love of film and theatrics and theater and music. And he's really, but like the thing he's clung on to as well is just him being an absolute, you know, Mavs homer, which is, yeah. So what's funny, what I will say is that, like, as much as Squish has a very much like a public persona, he is just as insufferable of a homer in person as he is anyplace else. And I love that consistency and that love for the Mavericks that he has. So let it be known, Squish is exactly the same in person, minus being he doesn't always wear that that Ninja Turtles bandana.
Sometimes a Mavs mask, but
yes, sometimes a Mavs mask.
We have one more not real question. So Dan from Australia wanted to let us know that the Honey Badger is back. And this is a reference to Daniel Ricciardo, who just won four. I think it's just won a Formula One game or match or whatever, like race today. Which is badass, because I know a lot of people on Twitter were talking about this morning, and I don't watch Formula One, but I'm happy for everybody who does. So,
I'm sure those cars went really fast, and the drivers are really skilled.
Apparently, this dude is really fucking skilled. So,
I'm sure it's something I know so little about. And apparently, there's like a good reality show on Netflix or something about it.
Yeah,
one that's gotten a lot more people into it, but
I think that's how like a lot of people have like discovered it. Yeah,
can I also express like how little of a car guy I am? Like, I mean, I can appreciate a good car, but like, I drive a Hyundai Elantra. Like, I'm clearly not a car guy. the only reason I have an Elantra is because it's paid off. It is a piece. Don't buy a Hyundai. Don't buy a Hyundai or a Kia. Like, Korean manufacturing is garbage, and it is after 100,000 miles, it'll start burning oil. I cannot suggest those two brands of car for anybody. So that's my thoughts on F1. All right, guys, I think that's gonna do it for today. Before I just go on how much I dislike and the driving experience of Elantras, you guys can find it. Well, I guess they can't. Are we suspended?
So the main account got suspended, I'm assuming from a copyright strikes, which is great because that's all Twitter does nowadays.
Okay.
You know, instead of all the other fucking things you should worry about. But
you can go to mffls.com. They haven't taken that site down. You can follow Ruben at Reddit Mavericks. You can find me at Don_Denim. You can find Squish, of course, at Squish41. DM us, say hi, mention the pod. That helps us out a whole lot. If you have the time to write a quick review, it would help us out a whole lot in the ratings. Just I would just mention Mavericks in some form or fashion, but like, these guys are fun and goofy and discuss the Mavericks. This is
during the season, not the off season, but during the season.
Yeah, during the season. Yeah, so, yeah, off season, we'll talk vaguely about the Mavericks. Yeah. But we appreciate you guys listening. Thanks for making the time. This has been the Hoops and Hefeweizens podcast. Enjoy the rest of your week.
See you guys later.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.